Students who once stumbled through oral presentations can now look like junior corporate executives, dazzling their classmates with color-coded graphs and bullet points. By one estimate, nearly 10 million computers in American public schools are equipped with Microsoft PowerPoint presentation software. And that has started the debate over whether such tools are actually getting in the way of learning. Jackson Brader reports from member station WGBH in Boston.
At first blush, it seems like the next logical step in the computer revolution. Grade schoolers using Microsoft's PowerPoint presentation software in the classroom. Gina Sisk is a kindergarten teacher at Aiken Elementary School in Wiley, Texas.
After we read If You Give a Mouse a Cookie, they came up with an idea of where we could make the pieces from the story and retell the story as well. And then one of them said, well, if we're going to retell the story, why don't we make up our own new one?
The confluence of word and picture on a screen in a darkened room stimulated her students' imaginations.
I mean, after they've seen what you can do with it, I mean, every time you read a book, they're like, can we do this? Can we do that?
Last year, fourth graders at Aiken Elementary did a project on Texas heroes. Their PowerPoint presentations were documented using another Microsoft product, Producer, and posted on the school district's website. Toby Cross took on James Bowie as her Texas hero.
So James, tell us a little about yourself.
I was born and raised in Tennessee in 1795 at a place called Terrapin Creek.
Toby's PowerPoint slide features a clip art sketch of Bowie and contains a list of various facts from his life. The very facts that emerge from the mouth of the little James Bowie puppet sitting on her knee.
What kind of education did you receive?
I never went to a proper school. I was homeschooled by my parents.
So, if PowerPoint is so successful in engaging young students, why does Edward Tufte, professor emeritus of computer science and statistics at Yale, say,
you know, maybe using PowerPoint in schools, it's better than teaching children how to smoke.
Tufte most recently published The Cognitive Style of PowerPoint. He acknowledges that PowerPoint can be useful for some children.
PowerPoint is useful for the really disorganized, inept presenter because it forces them to have points. And so for the bottom 20% of all presenters, it helps the presenter. It doesn't help the audience. But for the other 80%, it does some serious intellectual harm.
Marcia Kuzmal of Microsoft's Education Solutions Group sees things differently.
Well, what PowerPoint does is it helps students to bring together information that they may have collected from a variety of sources and be able to communicate their ideas in a very cogent, impactful way.
In other words, PowerPoint is only a medium. Microsoft calls such programs open-ended creativity tools.
They don't have any content in them, and so that gives teachers and students the opportunity to be the authors, to be the creators.
I don't agree that PowerPoint is content-free.
Sherry Turkle of the Science, Technology, and Society program at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology.
There are moments in life where you really need to learn how to have a conversation, a complex discussion, and not get caught up in the special effects of colors exploding and things zooming in and out. If a student gets the idea that what they need to extract from a complex reading are 3 points, that's not always in the student's best interest.
PowerPoint probably won't be disappearing from schools anytime soon. Even detractors like Sherry Turkle believe the application has some value in the classroom. The question, as Turkle sees it, is whether teachers will require their students to think beyond the next bullet point. For NPR News, this is Jackson Brader in Boston.